Arts Build here in Chattanooga is helping artists in our area who have lost work during the pandemic in more ways than one. James McKissick is president of Arts Build.
James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The last time we spoke, we talked about the emergency fund, and the emergency fund is back. Tell us more about it.
So the emergency fund for Arts Build is back. It's been open for a few more days. We have been very early on, we were actually one of the first arts organizations in the country to set up an emergency fund for artists as they deal with COVID shutdowns and cancellations and closures. You know, some artists in our area have also been affected by the tornadoes. The arts has been hit really hard. We really can see, according to Americans for the Arts, about a $3 million negative impact just in Hamilton County to the arts sector. So this is a way that Arts Build can really lean into our mission and support individual artists and organizations through these challenging times.
You are putting a particular emphasis on helping artists that are just starting out, that are first-time applicants to the fund.
Yes. So what we're asking is that artists who have applied to the fund in the past 6 months not apply again. So we're honoring requests from new applicants to the fund.
What are you hearing from the groups that you work with as part of Arts Build? There is just so much uncertainty again and again and again, and just trying to look 2 weeks ahead, let alone 2 months ahead, let alone into 2021. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, it is, but I have been really amazed and just so optimistic as I look at the arts community locally and see how resilient we have been to the pandemic, closures, cancellations, loss of gigs. And I've just been amazed. People and organizations have begun to pivot and make their programming available online. They've really sought out health and safety and PPE information and resources to be able to open up their spaces again. They're doing social distancing. They're providing masks. The arts community is so critical to Chattanooga for residents and for tourists as well. And they're doing everything that they can to make sure that the arts remain one of those drivers of our economy and our culture here locally.
And one of the ways that you all are pivoting in the arts community is this new program with the folks at the Enterprise Center and Arts Build, Tech Goes Home for the Arts.
Yeah, we're so excited to be able to offer this with the Enterprise Center. And, you know, individual artists might have expressed or shown that they had some challenges with moving a lot of their content, their information, and their ability to make money online. So Arts Build's mission, as you know, is to really support the arts locally and to build community through the arts. And we reached out to the Enterprise Center and came up with a version of Tech Goes Home just for the arts sector. So it focuses on moving your programming online, communicating online, streaming and offering things in the digital space. And people who participate in this program also get a tablet or Chromebook so that they can be able to do or carry out the things that they've learned in the lessons. We're happy to offer this and really excited and look forward to possibly doing it 3 or 4 times a year.
And how long is this process online of just showing people how they can bring their work, bring their art online?
So it is 15 hours, and those hours are Zoom hours. We do them in the evenings. We're looking at doing them on Thursday evenings, starting around 7:30, so that artists who work during the day will be able to log in and participate in the evening. There's a cost to participate, which is $50. And of course, by paying that, you do receive the tablet or the Chromebook. And you also get access to low-cost monthly internet. And this is available to any artist or leader of a small arts organization who's over the age of 18.
And we should talk about the MAP project.
Yeah. So on our website, we have been sharing maps of our Arts Build programming for the past 5 years, where we've invested money and time and resources. And we've plotted that in partnership with the Chattanooga Design Center on a map of Hamilton County. And we invite the public to kind of log onto our website, look at our program, and look at where our Arts Commission grants have gone, our community cultural grants. We've even added the emergency fund so that you can see how the artists are distributed across the county who received that funding too. And we're looking at the maps periodically, learning from them and trying to see those parts of town and parts of the county where we need to kind of dig deeper and do more outreach and engage in communities more.
You've had it up for a little while now. What are some of the things that you and others in the arts community are noticing or are reminded of? What are some of the discussions you're starting to have with each other?
Well, one way that we have really used the maps is in our funding process. So many people know that ArtsBuild gives community cultural grants, and those are usually $2,000 to $2,500, and those are due to so that the community can do arts-related programming in communities. And we've seen that in some of the more rural areas of the county, we need to do more outreach there. This year, that application opened up on July the 1st, and one thing that we have encouraged is to let people know that we're prioritizing areas on the map where we have not had such a great impact in the county. So we're encouraging people that come to us for funding to use the map as a tool and to think about how they can help us to connect into those new areas.
And where can people go online for more information about all of these things?
Well, our website is artsbuild.com, and we invite you to look at all of the work that we're doing. Learn how you can apply for grants, how you can apply for our leadership programs, check out our maps. And we've also added a page about the racial equity in the arts work that we're doing here in Chattanooga, too.
And we look forward to talking more about that down the road.
Yes, yes, of course.
James, thanks so much.
Thank you, and thanks for this opportunity and for having us on today.